Are your freedoms being destroyed?
Like free speech?
Shut up!
Then fucking stay here and be blunt about it.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Be right back.
Okay, welcome to RenegadeTalk.fm, where we don't sugarcoat
shit.
That's right. It's another Wednesday. It's called Hump Day. Getting ready for the weekend to get laid. Don't forget, tomorrow, Cannabis Thursday and Sex Friday right here at Renegade.
As you are, as you were, as I want you to be, as a friend, as a friend, as I'm known and be.
Yeah, a little bit of Nirvana to start the Wednesday edition of Renegade Talk.fm, where we don't sugarcoat shit. My name is Richie Kepler, along with Marky Mark. Hi, Marky Mark.
Hi, Richie.
And hi, ever-drop-dead gorgeous producer Marla herself, who's on the front page of Renegade, and she's one hot piece of ass.
Why, thank you, Richie Rich.
And we're going to take the other hot piece of ass off.
Oh, okay, great.
She's going off. Fuck her. We're getting rid of that.
Hey, the body looks good. It's just the mind is gone.
The motorcycle looks good.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, your Harley looks great.
Anyway, welcome to the show. We're going to be talking about, what are we talking? Oh, Finance Wednesday. We're going to be talking about money. And since Joe Biden told us that everything is going in the right direction, we have some things that we need to report to the Renegade Nation.
Again, a positive way.
And a positive way.
Oh, yes, always.
And I spoke to God last
night. Did you?
And God said that it would be better after Thanksgiving.
No,
it's going to be better.
It's not.
No, yes, it is.
He's wrong.
God told me.
He's wrong.
God lied.
And God talked to me and said it would be better today.
God told, and God told me he's not talking
now.
God told me he's not talking to Glenn Beck either anymore.
Oh, he did.
And Sarah Palin.
That's good.
They got cut off. They must not have paid their phone bill.
They got cut off from God.
No, Michael.
Don't use my name in vain. And God said to me, God said they used my name in vain, and now I have cut them off. I said, okay, God.
Do you know how many priests actually talked to me yesterday about our show? They liked it.
A priest?
A priest.
Really?
Yeah, he liked it. Well, he's not a priest yet.
I was going to say a Catholic priest.
Well, he's being shipped back out to Belgium. So, they, you know, again, even in Europe, they listen to us.
Yes.
That's true.
And thank you for listening, by the way. In Europe, Asia, in
China.
In China, Australia is listening to us.
China.
And we appreciate it very much. And if you have any comments whatsoever.
Send it.
And if you'd like to be on the air, you can Jesus Christ. You may contact us at RenegadeTalkFM@gmail.com. We do really appreciate the listenership.
Hey, Rich. They can also find us on podcast.
Yeah, they got the podcast.
They got the RSS feeds.
All you
got to
do, if you want the show on your website, just take the feed. Yeah, what?
You were going to bring up something about Normal. Just reminded me.
Oh yeah, Normal. Tomorrow, the president of Normal, which is the organization that is trying to pass marijuana and cannabis laws in the U.S., will be here. Her name is Candace.
With
the big tits. Yes, Candace will be here with
Mark's
the big tits.
Excited.
Yeah, Mark just got really excited.
Can we float her down into Friday too?
Yeah, well, yeah, we can have her for Sex Friday.
Oh,
too,
you want her for a sleepover?
Anyway. Anyway, we are on the Normal site, so people can listen to us. Anyway, Cannabis Thursday, Candace will be here. She's the president of Normal in Orange County. And, of course, the queen of cannabis of Orange County will be here, Patty Cakes herself.
Yes, she will.
I'll be here, too.
Yes. Mark's excited.
Mark will be wearing his old man perfume and cologne will be already.
Old English, baby.
Old English.
Oh, God.
Is that old? What do they call that
bad.
Shit?
Well, my Old Spice ran
old
out.
Spice.
Oh, yeah, Old Spice.
So I got Old English left.
You know, I have Old Spice.
And then I do have Hot Karate.
I also have Old Spice. I have Old Spice from 1982
See?
Sitting down there somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, things go better with age, just like wine.
Oh, you know why God. I have Old Spice down there? It wards off women. It's like a deterrent.
Of a certain age
then what
group.
Is it that I'm attracting?
Of a certain age group, the old.
You're attracting the ones that are older than you. That's why I wear it.
You're the old people by wearing old.
You fucking goofball. That's
Don't
why
you, get it?
You put it on and it keeps women away.
That's right.
It's a deterrent.
What am I attracting transsexuals then?
I don't know what the fuck. You smell like a fucking.
They're cross dressers? Is that what you're telling me?
No. See, he doesn't get it, Rich.
It is. I know he's stupid.
He does not get it.
Look at.
Well, give it to me. I want it.
When I go out know that I'm going to be, women are going to come after me, I wear Old Spice and I put it on my ass and my pubes and it just radiates. And then they go, ew, he's old.
No. It's the women that are really old because they love that scent.
No. Yeah. That's what I said. The old women.
Yeah.
No, I deter them.
Right. Oh, you're
it's disgusting.
I'm confused right
I'm
now.
Confused
you need to use the cologne that you want to use, Mark.
Yes.
Is Jube. Jube attracts them.
I have that for armpit.
No.
No, I got Jube armpit
no,
juice.
No, Jube. Anyway, I don't want to get into that anymore. Anyway, Cannabis Thursday. Candace will be here. So if you wear the, put on the right cologne, you might get lucky.
I have Jube.
I'll give you some Jube.
For my armpits.
No. You sound like an idiot. Jube will attract her to you.
Is there anything different about me today than
Jube will attract her to you.
Thank you.
It.
How you spell that?
It tickles their nostrils.
How you spell it?
J-O-O-B.
Okay, Jube. I got that shit.
He's no, wrong.
Yeah, I'm going to use it. I'm going to use it over in the
you
bottom.
You smell part. Like an 80-year-old fart when you come out of
I just told you I have old English on.
You know what? Shut up, Mark. Anyway, getting into today's show, which is basically about Financial Wednesday. We talk about money and finance. As Joe Biden said the other day, we're on the right track.
What?
On the right path?
Our ship is on the right path.
Our ship is sailing in the right path.
And you know, ships are hard to... Go ahead.
He said we were headed in the right direction.
Oh, we're headed in the right
but
direction.
But our ship is... It's hard to turn.
The Renegade Nation ship.
That's right.
We're all stuck on the ship.
There you go.
And Joe Biden's our captain.
Yeah. not ours.
I wonder if he talks to God.
I bet he does.
Anyway, just so you know that Joe said everything's going pretty good, global economic woes have gripped investors on Tuesday, rolling financial markets from Tokyo to Dublin to New York right down the friggin' toilet. Worries that started in Asia continued in the U.S. after housing numbers painted a grim picture of the economy. But I heard a story on the ostrich media last night that the banks in this country made $28 billion in profit. And they still have problems with bad loans. Billions.
Yes.
$28 billion.
They kept it all for themselves.
But remember, yesterday we talked about how Citibank were cooking.
Yeah, Citibank's cooking the books. So who else is cooking the books?
Everybody's got the same account.
$28 billion, ladies and gentlemen of Renegade Nation.
They're all stirring the pot.
Anyway, the U.S. in the U.S., the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped to its lowest close in 7 weeks, and I saw that happen. I got slammed. The Dow finished down, blah, blah, blah. It's fourth consecutive decline, and it's ninth losing session in the past 11 months. It fell below 10,000. They're saying it's going to go down even further. And Papa Obama was on the news last night and gave a speech to the United States, and he re-energized me for about 2 minutes. Did you
he
see
looks
it?
Like
oh, Mark was at the movies. He didn't see it.
Yeah, he looked like a cardboard cutout.
I watched Expendables.
The Expendables. Anyway, so Papa Obama said that the troops are done in Iraq and the war is over, and that he's now going to concentrate on the economy because he has to be reelected in 2 years. He has to do something, or he's not going
to
be.
They moved from Iraq right to Afghanistan.
Yeah, that's
just,
what he's. Yeah,
went right over the mountain right over to another area, which is worse.
Right over the mountain pass. Yeah, you know what? My thing is with Afghanistan. What they have to do to it is just bomb the piss out of it. It's all rocks and mountains. Just bomb the living daylights out of that place. Especially where that Taliban's hanging out.
I thought
out.
That's why we had nukes.
They had to do something. Anyway, I don't want to get into all that. But
we're going
to
baptize the people with fire.
The economy is just doing bad. Now, here's the other part of the economy, which really tells you, Renegade Nation, that things just are not doing that well. U.S. auto sales have hit a 28-year low as discounts are now flopping.
It's because of the $8,000 rebate on housing that they took away. That's why that happened.
Yeah,
that's why that happened.
You get the $8,000. You got to see, what goes around comes around, Marla.
That is so funny.
We're financial freaks here. We know. And we don't listen to the economic professors of know-it-all. Yes,
you know, they had the cash for clunkers.
Clunkers.
Why don't they have cash for bumpers?
Cash for bumpers.
Oh, I like bumping.
Anyway, U.S. auto sales in August, along with the stock market, probably were the slowest for the month in 28 years. Renegade Nation, 28 years,
but yet we're headed in the right direction.
Joe?
I think the right direction he's pointing at is
down. That's the right direction. Thank you, Joe.
You
Biden.
Elected him.
Yeah.
Not us.
I did say that. I said that when Obama was elected. You chose
him. Right. You chose
him. I don't
want
to hear any bullshit.
That's right.
I said it. I'll bring up the old tapes on Renegade when I said that you voted for it, You want change?
You got change.
And here we sit in the shithole.
You freaking morons. You sheep.
You're not a sheep. They just don't think, man, outside the box. They listen
absolutely
to people like
right.
Glenn Beck, and they listen to Sarah Palin and
oh,
the rest
God.
Of these fucking nimrods.
That's my change.
That's your change. Anyway, so the sales of cars are going down the toilet. Industry-wide deliveries to be released later may have reached an annualized rate of 11.6 million vehicles this month. I mean, GM... 25% the sales have fell off, and they're blaming it on everything. Has to be blamed on something. What
they,
is the blame?
Are they blaming
being?
It on God?
They're blaming a God and unemployment.
Oh, they're blaming it on unemployment
and God. God made the unemployment happen.
No, get off the God thing. We're done with that.
Never done with that.
Oh my gosh, I'm
this
so
is
sorry.
God speaking.
This is God speaking.
You are never done with me.
Anyway, consumers are avoiding showrooms as fear of the double-dip recession grows following the 27% plunge in existing home sales in July. Yes, Marlon.
Double-dip recession?
Yeah, that's what they call it.
When is it going to be a depression? Or a double-dip depression?
I want a triple-dipper.
I want a triple-dipper.
Yeah, I love triple-dippers.
Who comes up with these names anyway?
I do.
These smart economists.
Idiots? I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, this guy, Mike Wall, an analyst for IHS Automotive, the U.S. unemployment rate in July held at 9.5%, near a 26 high of 10.1%, which really, that's bullshit, because a lot of people just gave up, and they're on welfare now, so they're just hanging out, smoking cannabis, drinking, and watching porno.
And Jerry Springer. That's right. Well, they use their food stamps.
Even the working people are doing it.
Well, no, even the working people can't afford to buy new cars. Nobody can afford anything because nobody knows. But what?
The real unemployment is about 16, 17%.
That's what I said. Yeah, 16 or 17%,
right.
But they're not counting that.
And we're not counting the illegals because they don't count. Well, they don't count, and they're out there too.
We're going to talk about them a
little bit. The conference board reported that consumer sentiment rose 53.5 this month from a five-month low. Now, this is a tough sell, everybody. When you've got this sentiment, that fear hanging over the market, it makes it for a tough sell for consumers to spend $25,000 on a car, which is made of plastic.
Are they that cheap now?
They used to be 40.
Yeah. Wow, that's cheap. 25,
yeah, 25,000.
Really? That's cheap. Yeah, because last time we were looking at cars, my wife and I, a couple of years ago, they were like 35, 40 grand.
Ford Motor Company is set to announce its fourth quarter production schedule, and the Ford will build another half a million cars and trucks in the final 3 months of the year. But Ford's doing okay. Ford seems to be a little bit healthier than everybody else.
Then why is the stock so bad? You pulled out.
I pulled out. Yeah, stock is. I don't know who's.
We
you know
need
what?
Money.
So, it's not about needing
send
the money.
Money.
It's about losing money on these.
Shit.
Wait a minute. These analysts that have said all this bullshit. Nothing's come true. I don't believe anybody anymore. They say this. They say that. You go to Jim Cramer and CNBC. The rest of it. I mean, blah blah blah. You look at the stock market. It's all in the red. Nobody's making any money. Who is controlling us? But the fucking banks make $28 billion. That's fine. Where's the money? How come
So they said.
Again, do you believe everything that
if
you're told?
If they're making that kind of money and they have that kind of a profit, then why aren't they loosening up the purse strings and giving it to the people
why?
Applying for the job?
Good question.
We have to ask God about that.
I did.
God.
He gave me the answer.
God will give you the answer to that. God will tell
answer.
You.
I have to deal with... Barbara, what's her name? Blaxine Waters?
Maxine.
Blaxine
Waters
yes.
Bank. Yeah, I'm going to go in there and just
Why don't we go to that bank and get a loan?
I'm going to be a minority in that bank because everything around is black.
It's black, yeah. You'll be a minority.
So I'm a minority.
<There you go.
laughs> That's the way I look at it. When I walk in there, everybody's staring me down going like, you know where you are.
Tan man.
Yes.
You're a tan man.
Yes.
Yeah, hey, Blaxine, we're coming over to get a loan for a $25,000 car. You going to give it to us, baby? We can pay that money back in 2 years. I'll be there. I'll be the first one in line.
So it is all bullshit because you realize the banks aren't releasing money to businesses
that's exactly right.
as well as
that's
personal.
That's why they made $28 billion. If they are telling us the fucking truth, which who knows?
Well, like we said last time, even her bank wasn't paying back the feds.
Right.
So if you're not paying something back and it's not even recorded, it's not there as a liability.
Mm-hmm.
They're only showing assets.
That's right. That's what
they're
showing.
But there's truly liabilities.
There's truly liabilities.
But did they take the bank? Nope. They just said, oh, we're going to help you out.
Oh, you know what? I also read
Why
that the banks...
Why would they help us out if we mismanage our money?
because we're smart people. They think
no,
we can do this on
that's
ourselves.
An excellent question.
That is an
that's
excellent.
Why Obama said about a month ago, Marla, that all the people that couldn't make their house payments because he overextended, he going to help them out.
And I was just going to bring that up. In the U.S. housing market right now, the banks now have finally figured it out that why should we have all of these foreclosed properties where we can work with the consumer and we can keep them paying their mortgage, even if it's lower. That's a who came up with that brilliant idea?
I did. God told me, and I shared it with Papa Obama. I emailed him.
That's right. God told me 2 years ago about that, but nobody, God said, tell them.
And the reason
God told you too.
But Marla, think about it. The reason why you did bring this up. The reason why they can do it right now, because the interest rates are so low, they're not losing out with the fact of just keeping people at the 1% or 2% that they were at anyway. They're not going to eat up the whole frickin' house and have the reserves go down.
Well, there was one lady where the house, I forget where it was, the house was worth, they paid for it $750,000. Of course, they're going down the toilet. The bank's appraisers came in to appraise the property. It's $400,000. The same bank.
See, I'd sell it to my son.
So now they lost $300,000 and they're trying to do a loan remodification.
Right. Loan modification.
Yeah, why don't they just have a balloon payment 10 years from now?
That's exactly right.
See? Just say, you know what, 10 years from now.
Has God spoken to you about becoming an economist?
That's no, great. I've just been listening to my wife.
Oh, okay.
She is a goddess.
You don't listen to anybody on CNBC with Jim Cramer and the brilliant scholars that these people are?
No.
They're all out there telling us what to do and what not to do? Because they're smart and you're stupid?
No.
You listen to your stupid wife?
No.
And Glenn Beck.
I listen to my wife.
Oh, and Glenn Beck.
Don't forget Glenn Beck.
God.
And God.
And God.
Those are the three people he speaks to.
But the people out there like us realize what we're saying and is the truth.
And what's the truth, Mark?
The truth is what we'd say.
I'm confused. God told me.
Well, that's why you're
fine.
Listening to me right now.
God told me that I'm okay. He told me last night.
Well, I told you that when I first
He told me not to listen to all of this mishmush shit.
That's perfect.
Yeah, it's mishmush. That's our new word for them now. Mishmush. The mishmush people.
The mishmush.
I will help you.
They want you in debt until you die. That's why there's reverse mortgages, so even your kids can't get
it. Oh, yeah,
right.
That's another good one,
too. The reverse
you can't
mortgage.
Take it with you.
Think
you
about
so
it,
we'll
folks.
Screw, we'll
the
screw,
old people.
Yeah, we'll screw
the federal
with
government right now, like even with me trying to refinance, everything's locked in at a specific rate. For when everybody gives you a loan, they're all within about $2,500, $3,000.
Yeah, it's all set up.
It's all set up.
It's
the government's involved saying this is all you're going to charge and this is the way it is.
That's the way it is, yeah.
And they have to be licensed by the feds.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You mean I just can't be a loan officer now?
No.
Oh, shit.
Oh, really?
Oh, God, I could have made a lot of money.
See, I'm doing my homework and I'm learning about this.
God damn it. I was applying for a job today and I won't get hired because I'm not licensed.
You don't want a freaking job. Get
I was
going
to go
here.
To Countrywide. Oh, they went out of business.
Yeah, they're owned by B of A.
I need to get hired by a scam company so they can make a lot of money.
Yeah.
You ever see those lawyers on TV where they're always trying to get you to
like Ronnie Deutsch?
Deutsch. No, that's the IRS. The other ones doing their bullshit with the loan modification with the attorneys. They're all bullshit artists,
they're
too.
All bullshit.
They're all bullshit artists. I mean, if you can't get it done, that's right. You're stupid. I forgot. what, Mark?
Mark's bored.
Are you bored, Mark?
Not at all, but I was trying to get a word in there because I've been talking to a few people that are trying to give me a loan.
Yeah. So?
They're very nice.
Did you go to one of those people on TV?
No.
That tell you, we will take
banking.
Care of you?
Online banking.
I will take care of you, Mark.
They're good. The people that I've been talking to are very honest and direct. And like I told you, I'll be finding out.
How do you know that? How do you know that you're not being taken?
Because they're all saying the same thing.
I don't believe anybody.
Oh.
Nobody.
Okay.
You think those people are getting on their knees because you walked into their office?
I didn't say that.
Do you think that you are the special person?
Well,
do you understand, Mark,
well,
that
I do.
You are going to get fucked?
I am not. My wife isn't in the mood. I got to wait till Friday.
Let me tell you, if you came to my finance company, I'd give you a better deal. And I don't deal with the federal government. I deal in Europe. How about that?
Okay.
I don't deal with these fucking mush-mush people.
They're not mush-mush.
It's the mush-mush.
Sharon, Cassandra, James are good people.
Oh, they're all good people when they're doing a deal with
good
you.
Good people.
No, they're not. They're fucking idiots.
I know what
I'm thinking of that song from Queen. We got all good people. Mark,
you got me worried now. Don't they like me?
You know what's going to happen?
What?
He's going to do a stupid loan, then he's going to come crying to me when he's fucked over. But they were great. What are their names?
It's so hilarious.
Yeah, what are their names again, Mark?
Sharon.
Who?
You're going to fail.
Who? Wait a minute,
Sharon, Karen, Cassandra and Jason.
Oh, notice three women.
He's called, he's
professional
got,
women.
Yeah, he has a little harem.
It's a harem of loan modification experts.
Well, I got one guy in there.
I'm an expert.
That's okay. You know.
Yeah, yeah. The guy. What's the guy there for? Why don't you say you're not going to do the deal unless it's four women?
I talked to Matt in Michigan. I did talk to Matt in Michigan.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Matt
uh-huh.
said he couldn't help me.
God. It could help already you. Happened.
Why couldn't he help you? I mean, you're a multimillionaire. Oh, so the guy in Michigan, but Cassandra and the rest of them can help you.
Your harem can
help
you.
The harem? I talked to Matt first.
They found a sucker.
Oh, God.
They found a sucker.
This is so funny, Mark.
Well, I sent him a picture of me.
Oh, God.
That's
the world's ugliest man.
That's why they're helping you.
I signed it.
Anyway.
They were touched.
I said, the world's ugliest man.
Yeah, tell them that you have an agent. You have a business manager that will handle
my wife.
No, me. Your negotiations through these morons at the Remodification
Don't
Incorporated.
Don't call my friends morons.
Oh, they're friends. Oh, they're telephone friends.
Yeah.
Oh, God, they're telephone friends.
They should, you know what they should be doing?
I'm lonely, wait, damn it.
They should be taking...
Wait a minute. The only time you ask me over here is when you put a mic in front of my mouth.
They should be taking you out to dinner and kissing your ass doing a deal with Cassandra
whoa.
And Sharon.
I just told you, Matt lives in Michigan.
I don't care about him.
The only one who lives close by is Cassandra.
Well, you need you need Cassandra to take you to Taco Bell and talk business.
Well, I was trying to get her over to the softball tournament.
Oh, my God. He lures them in with an event.
Now what he's trying to do is pick up women on the phone.
Yes,
he's trying to pick up loan remodification experts on the phone so they can...
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
What do you think I brought? Laura over.
You're always on the hunt.
Laura? I brought her with her two kids.
You know what? He can't wait till Candace shows up tomorrow. He's going to go berserk.
I know. It's going to be not a pretty sight for you and I.
Maybe she could help you through normal. Maybe they have a loan program through the marijuana industry.
Well, maybe
industry.
If you use something, you'll think you're straight.
Yeah, why don't you smoke some pot or something? Maybe you'll think straighter.
I have always depended on my Old English leather.
Old English leather?
Yeah, Old English.
English.
I was just abbreviating as Old Jesus leather.
You mean your
skin? I'm in the leather.
That's your skin type?
Hey, are we talking about financing or my sex life?
No, we're talking about how you're going to get fucked over by these three women.
I'm not going to get laid.
You want to call them up right now and get them on the phone?
No.
You want to get them on the line
no.
right now? And let's get them on the line.
No, I don't want to embarrass you guys.
I'd like to apply for some loan money, Cassandra.
Don't talk like that.
No, it goes, hey, I'm good looking.
Enough is enough. Okay. Hey, if you want to buy a car, if you have the money, now's a good deal. You know what? You can actually go in there. You know when they used to rape you? Now you can rape them.
Uh-huh.
You go in there and go, you know what? I got $15,000 and I'll take that brand new Camaro and take it or leave it, fuckface.
Uh-huh. What? Because just like my son did, he went in there and paid 23%.
I have good credit. Your son has bad credit.
Peanut Gallery over there. That's
I'm just
your son.
Telling you, who's got decent credit?
I do.
Well, your son should at his age.
I have excellent.
They're going to get you one way or the other. They're going to make the payment go out.
See, now he's making excuses.
See? Yeah.
Do not make excuses.
Okay, yeah, go ahead, Mark. Okay, Mark, shut up. We need to hear from Mark.
You're going to take a loan and stretch it out 10 years and pay double in interest what the car is worth.
Okay.
The car won't even last 10 years.
Okay, Renegade Nation, we have our expert guru of finance here.
Thank you.
Will
about
inform
time me. I got edified over here.
Yeah,
my gosh.
Edified? Wow. Are you reading on the internet or something?
Edified?
Jesus. Edified? You've been edified.
Go ahead,
you
edify
are the
him.
Resident expert for loan remodification
One,
financing.
Two, three.
From personal edified. Experience.
Edified.
Edified.
Edified. Edified. You're edified.
I'm edified.
You know what? I think you better go speak to fucking God and get your shit together like Glenn Beck did, and so is Sarah Palin, that fucking loser.
You know how guys really get edified by their wives?
Oh gosh.
I don't get it. I don't get anything.
I know. That's why I'm saying you don't know what the word is because you've never gotten that.
I'm not edified to anything. People just use me. They take my money and run.
Well, they don't throw you away.
I just got dissed today
by
somebody.
They don't throw you away.
Fucking spent 10 grand and got dissed.
Yeah.
Fuck you. I'm not talking to you no more.
That's
okay.
Right. Good.
Yeah, fuck you. You don't like me? Go away. Don't come back.
Anyway,
I am building
excellent relationships with the people that are going to help me.
Yeah, because you're a kiss ass.
Boy,
he thinks because he can smooth talk his way into Cassandra, that Cassandra is going to give him a better fucking interest
or
deal.
Any
or any other Cassandras out there.
I'm not talking about insurance. I'm talking about a home loan.
That's what I'm talking about. Home
you
loans.
Said insurance.
No, Cassandra.
Oh, whatever. We don't care.
Home loans.
We're really just kind of blowing you off.
No, he's going to use the magic of his fucking mouth to get Cassandra so excited that she makes a slip with the pen and it drops down. Yeah, with his tongue. You can't touch your tongue with your nose, dude. And that's women. Women only like men that can touch their tongue with their
okay,
nose because
well,
they can
it'll
do magical tricks.
Her.
Anyway, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the racist that we are. And when we talked about the state of Arizona and how bad and evil we were here at Renegade Nation. And we're going to get more into that. And you're listening to RenegadeTalk.fm, where we just don't sugarcoat shit. And my name is Richie Kepler, along with Marky Mark. And, of course, the ever-drop-dead gorgeous Marla. And we'll be right back.
More smoking content than a Jamaican spliff. You're listening to Blunt Talk on Renegade Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the show, RenegadeTalk.fm, where we don't sugarcoat what, Mark?
Shit.
And welcome, Marla. Hi, baby.
Hi there, baby.
Yeah, my name is Richie Kepler. Thank you for listening to RenegadeTalk.fm, where we just don't sugarcoat shit and we talk to God every other day.
At least.
Yes, Mark.
This is a station where you get edified.
This is the station that you get edified right here at Renegade Talk. Here's a little bit of Tears for Fears, and God wants to rule the world. Yeah.
No, everybody does.
God, what a great song. This song came out in the 80s, man. These guys were way ahead of the curve.
A lot of musicians were then.
Tears for Fears. Everybody wants to rule the world, and they sure do. Everybody's trying to tell us what to do and what not to do. It's amazing how everybody is in charge.
It's more what we can't do than what you can do.
That's exactly right. Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome.
Anyway, welcome to the show. If you have any comments, suggestions, if you want to be on Sex Talk on Friday, Sex Friday, you may do so. RenegadeTalkFM@gmail.com. And we appreciate the listenership and thank you for growing Renegade. This is going to get better and better as we go with more crazy people coming on the air with us.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Other than Marla.
Other than Marla, yeah.
You know what? You're
zombie
really...
Marla.
Zombies, yes.
Zombie Marla.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the zombies.
I have to admit it. I'm sorry.
Anyway, we're going to be talking about Arizona, which
no!
we...
Oh, my gosh. This is upsetting.
Which we were screaming about since April, and all of a sudden it died out because they, you know, signed some stupid... some judge said no. Yes,
the ostrich
Marla.
Media put it...
They put it to rest. Anyway, now it's coming out, and we were called racist back then when we were telling people that you shouldn't do that to these. Yes, Mark.
And we still are.
And we still are. And you shouldn't be doing this to these poor people. And I told that lady in Ohio or Iowa or wherever the fuck she was, go fuck yourself. We're going to bring these people in there, and within a year, your town will be a drug cartel-controlled town. Now, based on what we said about that, it is now happening in the state of Arizona that the sheriffs of Arizona and the state of Arizona are now being partly controlled by the Mexican drug cartels. Do you get that, you morons in Iowa and Ohio? That's what's happening. And now the sheriffs and the Border Patrol are retreating from the border because it's
too dangerous.
Too dangerous.
They're killing our Border Patrol agents. They don't fucking care.
They're having a war zone there where there's 10 minutes of bullets flying around.
It's a war zone.
It's crazy. Because people are trying to enter the country, not just from Mexico.
Sheriff Larry Deaver of Cochise County, Arizona, one of the four Arizona counties within the U.S.-Mexico border, said Friday that U.S. Border Patrol has pulled back from parts of the border in the neighboring counties because manning those areas has become too dangerous. Now,
imagine
this
that.
Is why Arizona wants to get rid of them. This is the reason, Renegade Nation, that they go, if you're not legal, get the fuck out. And Sheriff Joe Arpaio, in fact, they actually put a hit on his head.
Right, exactly.
They were coming after him. And Arpaio now is in trouble with the federal government by saying that the U.S. may sue Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio for not cooperating in investigation.
What? Yeah, they're going to sue him?
This is a sheriff.
I love...
We got to talk to God.
Well, you can talk to Arpaio.
A federal investigation
him.
Of controversial Arizona sheriff known for tough immigration enforcement has intensified in recent days, escalating the conflict between the Obama administration and officials in the border state. This is amazing. Why am I talking? Why am, is everybody talking to me? Why am I all by myself on this island?
We're just stunned because everything we say.
No, I got
is
a lot
exactly
of information. I got a hell of a lot more information, but you're doing a good job.
Justice Department officials of Washington have issued a rare threat to sue Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio if he does not cooperate with their investigation of whether he discriminates against Hispanics.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, but they're killing the Border Patrol.
Right.
They're going after. These people are running away now because they're coming in with AK-47s and shooting up people to bring their fucking drugs in here.
Yeah, people are so naive.
Yeah,
they
but
don't
you
realize.
Know, remember the sheriff is going after people coming out of the ice cream parlor with.
They're illegal. They shouldn't be here. Again, we're right back to the same thing. And these morons, these liberals.
Different
our
people.
Federal government is making sure that the police don't use their powers.
You know what? This is the moronic bullshit sheep that they're trying to shove this down people's throat. If you are not legal, you are not welcome here.
Well, do you have a sign on your back that says legal or illegal?
Oh, God, Mark, shut the fuck up. If you're not supposed to be here, you get shipped out. For whatever reason, they can check
you. No,
you
don't.
Go to Mexico and see what they do
to
you.
No, you don't.
What do they do in Mexico? They can pull you
I'm
over on the street.
I'm not talking about Mexico. I'm just talking about here. We just want to make sure your constitutional rights aren't stomped on.
Anyway, the standoff.
Yeah, Mr. Devil's Advocate over here.
Yeah, the Civil Rights Inquiry is one of the two that target the man who calls himself America's toughest sheriff. And I've met Joe. We've had Joe on other radio stations.
You've actually had him on the original radio. You know,
on the original.
He's not so tough.
Yes, he is. He's a tough guy.
He's a great guy.
He's a tough guy.
No, he's not.
Yes,
the way he rules.
A federal grand jury in Phoenix is examining whether Joe has used his power to investigate and intimidate political opponents and whether his office misappropriated government money. Basically, what they want to do.
Like Maxine Waters?
Like Blackzine. Yeah. Blackzine's okay. Blackzine's okay. She can do whatever she wants and get away with it, but they're trying to run Joe out. That's what they're trying to do. This is what this is about. The standoff comes weeks after the Justice Department sued Arizona and Governor Jan Brewer because of the state's new immigration law, heightening tensions over the issue ahead of November's midterm elections.
Mark and I just both heaved a heavy sigh.
The renewed debate has focused attention on Arpaio, a former D.C. police officer who runs a 3,800 employee department and a state at the epicenter of the controversy over the nation's estimated 12 million illegal immigrants.
So what do you think, Mark?
It's only going to get better. Remember, this is Positive Wednesday.
Now, here's how better it's getting since you brought that up.
Yeah, there you go.
This is really
you.
Getting better. The federal government has posted signs along a major interstate highway in Arizona more than 100 miles north of the U.S.-Mexico border. Yes, Mark.
It's also in Spanish.
Yes, it's in English and Spanish.
Yes, it's bilingual signs.
It's warning travelers the area is unsafe because of drug and alien smugglers, and a local sheriff says Mexican drug cartels now control some parts of the state.
Danger. Danger.
Danger, real
Robinson. Now instead of flash floods, we got illegal fireworks.
They're not fireworks, Mark. They're
gunpowder.
Heavy duty.
The signs were posted by the Bureau of Land Management along a 60-mile stretch of Interstate 8 between Casa Grande and Gila Bend, a major east-west corridor linking Tucson and Phoenix with San Diego. And I've been on that road quite a few times.
You have.
In fact, that road runs right beside Mexico.
Yes, it does.
You're right there.
Yep.
You can look right over and see them.
Right. Exactly. They are in Tijuana.
They're just playing soccer.
Yeah, they're playing soccer. Okay, they're warning travelers that they are entering an active drug and human smuggling area.
Instead of if you're illegal, turn back.
Yeah, if you're illegal, please turn back, or you'll be shot on sight.
No. We don't shoot people without asking first.
Okay,
oh,
and
Mark,
they may encounter armed criminals and smuggling vehicles traveling at high rates of speed, which I have seen when I lived in Phoenix. For you idiots in Iowa and Ohio, I saw shootouts on I-10, which is a major
interstate
highway that goes from Santa Monica, California, to Florida.
You know what their theme song is?
Yeah, what is it?
I shot the sheriff.
Ha 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 ha! We needed some music there anyway. I'm going to test out our new equipment. Mexican drug cartels literally do not control parts of Arizona, he said. This is what the Pinal County Sheriff's Paul Babu said. They literally have scouts on the high points in the mountains and in the hills, and they literally control the movement. They have radios. They have optic sensors. They have night vision goggles as well, as good as anything as law enforcement
does.
Hey,
the best stuff that drugs can buy.
Exactly.
That's right.
They're very wealthy and powerful. They can get anything they want whenever they want.
I'll do our guys 10 to 1.
These guys are...
This is how bad it is.
Now,
you want to hear what I know?
They'll blow you away in a second.
Why does she do that to me?
I don't know. One at a time, please.
Hey, everything that we do is in a book. And everything they do is read the book to know what we do so they counteract what we do.
Oh.
Very smart, Mark.
Just like we talked about before.
Brilliant.
Yeah, brilliant.
Here's another brilliant thing that I want to bring
up. And we write the book in Spanish, too.
Yeah, I'm going to bring this up. This is now Renegade Nation. This is brilliant. This sheriff asked Papa Obama, the administration, for 3,000 National Guard soldiers to patrol that border so none of them get in here. Guess what he got? He got 15 signs. Stay out.
Well, I remember that on the news.
That was to help the federal agents know where they're going.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like, turn here. You know the signs you always got up? 10 more miles, you're over here in the border?
That's right.
Turn here.
Turn here. Turn left.
You want to make sure they don't get lost. It's a desert we're talking about.
The Arizona governor condemned what she called the federal government's continued failure to secure our international borders. Saving the lack of security has resulted in important natural recreational areas in the state being declared too dangerous to visit. Now we can't even go to our own fucking national parks. I mean, how
exactly?
I mean, these people in Washington have to wake up. What is it that these people see in giving these people citizenship when they don't belong? And they're starting to take over the Southwest, specifically Arizona, with the drug cartels.
Apparently, they don't give a shit.
They don't give a shit.
That's
you know
right.
what? They're just kind of like doing what we call here eminent domain.
Eminent domain.
God.
Yeah, right.
It's eminent domain. The Mexicans are just coming across little by little and saying, well, now we got this 80 miles. We're going to take the next 80 miles. And before long,
absolutely,
we are in the wrong place.
No,
well, they could also be gunning down all the other foreigners.
Why not?
In.
No one's doing anything about it.
You know, everyone from all over the globe.
But this is all about Arizona.
This is all about Arizona. Okay. But this thing that you just talked about started in the 60s. They started coming over here to take over. And I told a business partner of mine a long time ago that within 30 years, and that was back in 1998, within 30 years, this country will be brown. Because they're coming over in droves and they're infiltrating the white folks and making these brown babies and getting welfare. And now the drug cartels are taking over the state of Arizona or parts of the state. Well, like you said, Mark, a little here and a little there and a little here and a little there.
And this keeps building up.
Right.
Now, we're not even talking about Texas because one of the reasons I was listening, in Texas itself, there's, you know, the river. And they were talking about how many guys are bringing drugs over in the boats. And again, the guys that are fishing on the river see all the drug cartel activity.
Mm-hmm.
But the time they call it in and the time they're able to respond, because, again, they know how we work, they're like 15, 20 minutes before.
Yeah, they already know everything.
They've made their drop off, their pickup,
and
gone.
Yep.
So it's like, we ain't going to win this war, folks.
Well,
we just ain't going to win it. Oh, but they put signs out there in the water to let people know. Seriously.
Yeah.
They put signs out in the water so the Mexicans themselves know that this is precisely where you can not be touched.
Thank you, Mark.
But once you go over to this buoy, you're in our area.
And we can get you.
Yeah, but they all know. They just sit there and kind of like act like they're fishing. And all of a sudden, when they know it's time to make the move, they go... So we help them out. Because this buoy says you as
I think we need Mark down there.
Oh, gosh.
Mark would solve this problem.
I want the buffoon here.
No, Mark and Cassandra from the
loan service.
We love our Mark.
I just love hearing about how fucking stupid we really are.
We are really fucking stupid.
No, we were.
No.
I want to know where the Minutemen are.
Mark, we're not stupid. Yeah, whatever happened to the Minutemen?
Yeah.
Where are they at?
And I want some Minute Women.
Minute Women? Yeah, I love Minute Women.
Damn right. The women can do just as good as a job as guys. When it comes to, and again, the guys have never shot anybody, but just their presence there really does deter what the activity is on these main borders.
So here you go. Here's one of the other issues now. Arpaio has leveled 40 corruption-related charges against a county supervisor in Arizona who had spoken out against his policies, all of which a judge dismissed. In another, the sheriff's allies in the county attorney's office filed more than 100 criminal counts against another supervisor for improperly filling out required financial disclosure forms. Now, several days later, Renegade Nation, after a judge dismissed most of those, Arpaio's deputies arrested the supervisor in a parking garage and walked him before TV cameras to jail, announcing more than 100 new charges, which a judge dismissed. This is how bad it is in Arizona. Who is being, okay, you know what it is? Who is paying off who? Are the Mexicans, are these drug cartels paying off this county supervisor? Do you have to be that fucking stupid not to understand what is the main motivator in our society? What is it? It is not sex, it is money. Money is the evil, is the corporate evil of all of this. And this guy's breaking the law, this county supervisor, and Arpaio, the patriot that he is getting fucked over.
Even by the feds.
Well said, Rich.
Thank you.
But it gets better.
It gets better.
Yes, it gets better. So before we go on break, we got to talk about how many times ICE, our federal government, actually does make arrests.
Yeah.
This is icing on the cake.
The Renegade Nation, when we come back, this will be the icing on the cake for this show. We will tell you what they're actually doing that you do not hear from the ostrich media. None of those fucking morons.
Even Fox News doesn't even bring this
up. Fox News doesn't even bring. We are taking over. We are going to tell you what is really going on, and you're going to understand. You're finally going to get the picture in your head.
Come join us.
We'll be right back.
The number one internet shock radio network. Fuck you. Renegade Talk Radio.
Okay, welcome back to RenegadeTalk.fm, where we don't sugarcoat shit. My name is Rich Kepler, along with Marky Mark. And, of course, the ever-drop-dead gorgeous Marlon. Oh, yeah. Take a look at that picture on the front of Renegade. And you'll be having fun this evening. You can just fantasize about it, yeah, like Mark does. Anyway, how you doing, Mark?
I get to look at it live.
You see it live, yeah. Live and in person. God, I got to sleep with her. Put up with her snoring, her farting.
Should I be offended or thrilled? Do
your truck driver imitation.
I can't do it right now.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, so welcome back to the show. Thank you for listening. We're going to say one more thing about this immigration crap and what's going on about the state sponsors of terror. In the last three fiscal years, from 2007 to 2009, now we're going to be serious here about this. The Department of Homeland Security caught and released 481 illegal aliens from nations designated as state sponsors of terrorism and country interest. And those 481 aliens, Renegade Nation, are now fugitives. According to an Immigration and Customs Enforcement database obtained by CNSNews.com as the result of the Freedom of Information Act, Mark. The four state sponsors of terrorism, as determined by the State Department, are... listening and counting. Iran, Syria, the Sudan,
Somalia.
This is ridiculous.
Pakistan, Yemen, Nigeria, Libya, Lebanon.
These are all good people.
Now entered.
Now.
The U.S. from Mexico?
The countries of interest are those additional countries whose citizens have been subjected to enhanced screening on U.S.-bound flights by the Transportation Security Administration as a result of the attempted Christmas Day bombing. Everybody forgot about that, by the way, of blowing up a plane over Detroit. Right. That was a Northwest Flight 253, remember?
Yeah, I do.
But they released these idiots.
Right, exactly.
Okay, on January 3rd, 2010, the TSA said in a statement that the agency was mandating that every individual flying into the U.S. from anywhere in the world who holds a passport issued by or is traveling from or through nations that state sponsors of terrorism or other countries of interest will be required to go through enhanced screening, did not specify which nations it considered countries of interest. I just read them. Didn't I?
You know what? I can't help but giggle because it's so friggin' stupid. Because all of us little normal people running around, we realize all this and our government does nothing.
Now, here's the list of the people that they released that they caught.
The numbers.
The numbers. And then they released, after all that money that icing on the cake, as you said earlier, ICE went out, spent all that money tracking these individuals down, arresting them, and then letting them go.
No shit.
Cuba, 137. Nigeria, 97. Pakistan, 87. Lebanon, 34. Iran, 29. Iraq, 26. Somalia, 22. Sudan, 14. Syria, 13. Yemen, 8. Algeria, 8. Afghanistan, 4. Saudi Arabia, 2. And Libya has the big one, 0.
Wow.
ICE spokesman Gillian Brigham told CNSNews.com that a fugitive as listed in the database is defined as an individual who has been found legally deportable and has evaded authorities.
Sorry.
But they caught them and then let them go. God.
Help us.
Mark.
We don't understand this, Mark.
I'm in shock.
Because
it isn't the individuals that they're arresting that are stupid. It's our government officials, starting from Obama all the way down.
A fugitive is an individual.
Hallelujah.
Renegade Nation. A fugitive is an individual who has a final order of removal and has been absconded. Although Cuba is named by the State Department as a state sponsor of terrorism under U.S. law, Cubans escape from their native country and successfully reach U.S. soil are allowed to remain in the country. Here we go again. After one year and one day, they can apply for permanent resident status, which is granted unless the individual has committed a crime that could lead to deportation. What about the crimes that they committed in Cuba?
Yeah, it's like... Smoke this. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
On any given day, the immigration detention system has about 32,000 beds available for people going through immigration proceedings. There are 1.6 million people going through some kind of immigration court proceedings, so you can't detain everybody. So let them go.
Oh, bummer.
That's okay. But I go through the airport, and I'm a criminal.
That's right. As am I. As is Mark.
Cassandra from the mortgage company. This is how sick the society is. Brigham said individuals that meet mandatory detention requirements, such as a conviction for certain crimes, or who are determined to be a flight risk, are the first to be assigned to a detention space. We have to prioritize who we put in detention. Of the 481 illegal aliens from state sponsors of terrorism and countries of interest who were initially detained fiscal years 2007 to 2009 and who are now fugitive, 430 are male and 50 are female, and the gender of one, according to the database, is unknown. Yes, Mark.
In that article, does it even mention that all these people that were allowed to go, are there warrants for their arrest? Have any of them returned to go to court?
No. Why should they?
Oh, I'm surprised.
They don't have to go.
Damn it. They didn't show up to court on their day. They didn't want to prove their innocence.
No.
No, they don't care.
They don't care.
No, we let them out. I wonder if we just let them out on their own reconnaissance.
Yeah.
No bail.
Apparently.
Yeah, why not? What's the big deal, man?
Okay. We need more space, you guys.
You know, I'm just not smoking the right stuff.
I know.
We're the ones that are out of it. We're the ones that don't understand.
And we're the racist.
And we're the
racist.
That's
right.
Yeah, because we're upset that these people from other countries that are terrorist countries...
They're coming in through unsecured borders.
They're coming through Mexico.
Right.
You know why? Because Argentina and other areas are friendly enough to allow them to fly in, and allow them to depart and travel up through Mexico.
Whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
Coming right through Mexico, right into the U.S. Mm-hmm. And this is coming from the New York Times and USA Today.
Oh, they're so conservative.
Yeah. Wake up, America.
U.S. Times reported, citing Obama, Papa Obama's administration identified them, you know, coming from these countries. They already know what's going on, and ICE is all over trying to detain them. And I think ICE is doing their job, but what happens is ICE, can you imagine being one of those guys? You finally catch these bad guys, these fugitives, these criminals. You go, okay, we got them off the street. The guys are doing their job, and then all of a sudden, the federal government throws them out.
because the DA's got to listen to his boss, and his boss is saying, I got Obama breathing down my throat and said, we want to be kind and more gentle to our neighbors.
Yeah, but we're racist. We're racist. That's why the drug cartels are taking over Arizona.
That's right.
Yeah. Wake up, renegade. Wake up, people out there. You have to understand what is going on here. They don't tell you any of this in the fucking ostrich media. They don't say anything about any of this
stuff. And people, you want to start really getting the factual truth? I mean, we have a nice little funny spin on a lot of things, but everybody's talking about Fox News. Fox News, they don't touch what we are doing. They don't even touch it, guys.
Nobody touches it.
They have sponsors that go.
That will get upset.
That's right.
Too touchy.
They are monitored.
And we don't need sponsors here because we have a lot of money.
And this is an example. Remember Glenn Beck? We talked about good old Glenn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. The Huffington Post.
Yeah, the Huffington Post. I remember. Yeah, right. I know where you're going with that. Tell us, Mark.
No,
they put out a $100,000 bounty on his head for anybody that could come up with any dirty laundry on Glenn Beck. And then all of a sudden, the Huffington Post turned around and pulled it. I wonder why. Can you fathom that in your brain?
So anytime we have the freedom to say what we want and also counter what somebody else is saying, then that's how they attack us. They don't attack the information that we're giving out to you.
We're the messengers.
They're attacking the individual.
Yeah, we get attacked because we are the messenger. We tell you what's going on, especially with this story that we just talked about, but we get attacked.
Right.
Oh, we're the messengers. We're telling the people what is actually going on, and we're getting attacked? Why are we getting attacked? Oh, because we let the information out. That's what.
People won't believe us. This couldn't be going on.
This couldn't be going on.
Yes.
These people are nuts.
I'm putting on my blinders.
Well, we've already been called nuts, weird. How'd you get a talk show? You're a moron. You're an asshole. Dickhead. No, that's what we are. No, but we tell you what's going on, and we get accosted by you who don't understand what is really going on. You just go ahead listening to whatever they say, and you go, yeah, it's okay. Everything's fine. Everything's just perfect. It's a happy day here.
That's right, because we're ending on a positive note.
And what's that positive note?
The positive note is that we are actually giving you information that is truthful so you can actually run your lives knowing you're not with blinders.
Exactly. Thank you, Mark.
You can see the truth.
Anyway, coming up tomorrow is one of our favorite days is Cannabis Thursday, and the president of Normal,
Candace. We're going to have Candace with cannabis. Candace
with cannabis, and of course the queen of cannabis of Orange County will also be in studio, Patty Cakes. And then on Friday, another great conversation talking about how you are going to get laid over the weekend. It's called Sex Friday.
And this is for the women's side.
Yeah, we're going to talk about women this time.
Yeah, we're going to talk about women getting lucky. Yeah, because we're going to make sure the women get lucky.
Women need to get lucky.
They need to get lucky.
Yeah.
Because we know that every time we have a woman that's not happy, she hasn't been laid right.
Well, that's exactly right. You can see them in the supermarkets.
Oh, boy.
It's true. We are not selfish men. It's not like we just want to be a two-minute guy.
We are ready to spread our seed.
Yes, we are ready to make the woman smile.
Any given time.
That's right. We want our happy women.
Anyway, on a positive note, tune in tomorrow, Cannabis Thursday, with Candace, the president of Normal in Orange County, and Mark can't wait for that. Anyway, we're out of here. You guys have a great day. My name is Richie Kepler, along with Marky Mark, and of course, the ever-drop-dead gorgeous Marla, and this is RenegadeTalk.fm, where we don't sugarcoat
shit!
Are your freedoms being destroyed?
Like free speech?
Shut up!
Then fucking stay here and be blunt about it.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Be right back.